Hello again, this is Greg Verga here on Unfinished Music, and today we are joined by Totality. In Totality are Delilah Meyer. Did I get it right? Meyer on piano and bass. Perry Wilson on bass and guitar, not at the same time. Kat Hill on guitars and vocal. Burke Dugent on drums. And Luli Bartlett on guitar. And we are joined today with our co-host, Annette Dion. Hey, Annette.
Hey.
All right. So, guys, thanks for coming in today.
Girls, thank you
for having us.
That was your cue, just to say thank you.
Girls and guy.
Yes. Well, guys is more, you know, generic. If I said girls, we'd have a problem. So, Totality, you want to start us off with a song?
Yes.
All right. What are you going to play for us?
This is This Way.
Okay, ready? One, two, three, four.
Tell us about that song.
So this is the first song that we wrote all together as a band. I think we wrote it last summer, and it started out just as like a jam session. And then me and Gia, who's our other member, she's in college right now, but she plays with us when she's back. We just kind of put lyrics to different melodies and things.
That's you again. Sorry. I can't get to shut up. So you could hear how it sounded. It sounded pretty good. So anyway, so she lyrics to melodies.
Yes, and then, so it kind of came into what it is now. We played it live a bunch, and we actually have it recorded, and we're planning on releasing it once Gia comes back, because we have a few more vocals we need to put down.
But great.
We should be releasing it, like, in May.
Well, speaking of releasing it, why don't we jump right into the release you just did for Pilot, is the name of the EP. So why don't you talk about that, the process, who wrote what, and how that worked.
Yeah, so we have four songs on Pilot. They're called Inside Out, City Lights, Easier, and Secrets and Lies. I wrote Inside Out, Secrets and Lies, and City Lights, and then Gia wrote Easier, but we obviously came as a band and like wrote all the other parts and stuff. Do you want to say something about it?
About what, like, Easier?
Just Pilot.
Yeah, it's, like, it's kind of weird for me because, like, I'm the newest member. Like, I joined pretty late on, and I think it's been a lot of fun, like, with, like, the whole recording process and stuff. And we recorded Pilot, and, yeah, it's pretty neat.
Do you want to tell a story about how you joined the band?
So Delilah, the bassist, she left for India for originally what was supposed to be 6 months, but it ended up being a year.
Wow.
So they were like, oh, Perry, can you come? And like, actually, I offered to step in for bass. I'd never played bass before, but I play guitar, so it's like the same strings. So I was like, whatever, I'll learn. So I learned, and it turns out that she stayed for 6 more months. So they're just like, Perry, we'll just keep you. So they just kept me.
Yeah. We added Delilah back in.
Yeah.
Back on keyboard.
Good thing Perry plays guitar.
Yeah.
So where did you record?
We recorded at Rockpile Records in Rockport with Greg Dan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a really fun process. He was really nice to us. And
Chica.
We loved his dog, Chica. Shout out, Chica.
Shout out to Chica.
Yeah. We recorded it. It was kind of a spread out time period. We started in May. We had like one long session in May, but then like in July is when we like were going like probably once a week or something.
Yeah.
And we just got it all together and then released it in November.
Okay. And it is only digital. It's you didn't have CDs pressed. So.
No, we haven't done that.
And it's on Spotify, iTunes.
Apple Music, iTunes, basically like any online.
And we'll be hearing some of the recordings during the show.
Yeah.
So, Annette, do you want to jump in with any questions?
Yeah, I want to know how you write one song with how many of you?
So at the time, is it you or you? Perry?
What
so at
do?
The time, there was 5 of us. And, yeah, so we just, I think Perry probably chose some chords. We just had people, like, riffing off of it, and then, like I said, Gia and I wrote the lyrics together and, like, did the melodies and stuff, and it honestly came together pretty easily.
So who came up with the theme?
The theme?
Like, you know, it's called This Way?
Yeah.
Okay, so This Way is...
Yeah, I think Gia wrote it. I mean, came up with, like, the topic. It's basically about, like, well, actually, at the time, G and I both, like, got into a relationship at the same time that was kind of unexpected.
A relationship or two relationships?
Two different. Sorry.
Just wondering. Clearing that up for
the
audience.
We both started dating different people at the same time.
Okay. I got it.
But, yeah, so it was kind of unexpected. So the song is kind of about, like, finding yourself in a situation that you didn't plan for it to go this way, but, like, all of a sudden you're, like, fully invested in it.
So you had the same experience.
Yeah, like right around the same time.
Two different men are all alike, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's serendipitous, isn't it there?
It is. So
Greg?
It's Speaking of serendipity, why don't we jump into something from the EP so the world can hear it. We're going to go out with Secrets and Lies. So what would you like to do first, Easy or Inside Out?
What do you want to do first?
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Okay, so here is Inside Out by Totality.
Turn myself inside out. The storm came before the drought, and I've got no more doubt. But I feel like I'm gonna break down. Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna break down.
From their new EP, Pilot. So what are you guys don't, the sound of this music doesn't fit your age group.
Totally, so, I was thinking that same thing.
So what are your big influences?
Well, maybe we can go around, but I like definitely grew up listening to a ton of Fleetwood Mac. I actually saw them in September, which was awesome. But they're definitely a big influence for me. I love Stevie Nicks, so that's kind of like the older sound, maybe some current influences. I really like the singer Lorde. She's I really like her. Then
I think we take a lot of influence from like Paramore, right?
Yeah. Paramore. Yeah. We like Paramore a lot too.
But me?
Yeah, what do you like?
Well, for bass, I take a lot of like
Can you get closer?
Oh, okay. Well, I really like this funk band called Wolfpack. There's this really good bassist. His name's Joe Dart, and he's up there as far as like bassists go, and I really like his like technique and stuff, so I'm into funk and jazz and stuff, and that's kind of what I listen to.
All right.
Lulu?
I listen to a lot of Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix, just like all the classics.
Mm-hmm. I can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Burke?
I know, I like early Foo Fighters. And
put that back on.
Oh. Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like early Foo Fighters and like Sunny Day Real Estate. Like stuff
Sunny
like
Day
that.
Real Estate. All right.
I haven't heard of that band, have you?
No, but I like the name.
Yeah, he's in real estate.
As a real estate agent, I like the...
Oh, that's funny.
I do have a day job.
So can I say something about what I heard? Okay, so years ago I worked for a music magazine, and we had this unsigned band contest, and people sent in actual tapes at that time. Mm-hmm. So there was one that came through and didn't make it, didn't win the contest, but a friend of mine took some old tapes from me that you know, when we were discarding them. And then one day he called me up and he was like, Annette, you won't believe it. One of the tapes had Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians on it.
Oh, was this at Musician Magazine?
Yeah, they got tossed.
Holy mackerel.
And then she became huge. So I hear Edie Brickell, don't you?
Yeah, there's
like
a bit of that.
What I
it's
am
the guitar style,
what
too.
What I
yeah.
am, yeah. And I hear the funk, you know, kind of feeling is really... I love what you guys are doing. I kind of get into the groove of it.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Which doesn't happen that often.
Thank you.
Get into the groove, just like Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, I think Inside Out's our favorite on the EP.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's very listenable and enjoyable. And, you know, I like your drumming a lot.
Yes,
you know,
Burke.
It doesn't feel rushed. It feels like you can just kind of sink into it.
Yeah.
Sink into the song. That's what it's all about.
And speaking of drums, I have to give some credit to. We just got a new drummer for our band, John Newcomer, and I asked if we could use the drums for in studio guests, and he said yes. So thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Cool. I thought John was a bass
thanks,
player.
Thanks, John.
Well, so did I. But apparently, he's a drummer because he's really good.
People are so multi-talented.
Yeah.
Perry's playing five instruments over there, not at the same time.
Not at the same time. So why don't we play another live song?
Yeah.
What would you like to hit us up with?
Room.
Do you want to introduce it?
Meowing child.
Say, this is a song I wrote called Room. Room. Just say.
So this is a song I wrote. It's called Room.
All right, let's hear it.
Looking for something more.
pretty song. Nice, huh?
Thank you.
There we go.
Very nice.
So that was Room.
Yay, Lily. Yay.
Lily.
Okay. So I'd like to have a section of the show where we talk about gear, because it looks like we've got some people here who are really into the gear. So why don't we just start here?
Okay. So I have always been, like, very interested in pedals. I remember the first time I went to Mr. Music in Boston, I was, like, I tried so many pedals. I, like, could not drag myself away. And since then, like, I just, like, buy them. Like, I'm broke because I buy too many pedals. Yeah, I love, like, playing with new sounds and just trying it out. I think it's so much fun. Yeah.
How about for guitars and stuff? What do you like?
So for guitars, I've always been really into Strats. Right now I have a PRS. I just recently bought this guitar. I spent almost a year looking for it because I just, like, wasn't sure, like, what exactly I wanted from a new guitar, and it just was a very long process. But the funny part was that the guitar I ended up getting was actually one of the first guitars that I looked at, and when I saw that guitar, I was like, I want that guitar. I'm going to get it. And then, like, a year later, I did end up getting it after looking at, like, lots of other ones.
So you're on borrowed drums over there, but what about what you play?
I'm a big Ludwig guy.
Ludwig, all right.
Yeah.
Can you hold that closer?
Oh, sorry, yeah. But I'm not too picky.
Yeah.
I'll play on whatever, so it doesn't really matter that much.
Zildjian?
Zildjian cymbals. I like Zildjian rides.
All right. Do you like to play, like, just a five-piece set? I mean, you don't have, like, a... All right.
Well, I'm pretty new when it comes to basses, even though I'm technically the bassist in this band. But just recently I got this bass. I actually got it for Christmas, so thanks, Dad. Eric Wilson, shout out. It's a Fender jazz bass, and it's pretty sick. I mean, like, as far as basses go, like, usually when you get a bass, like, the action is horrible, and, like, the buzzing is, like, out of control, and it sounds just bad, but this, like, bass is awesome, and it's really easy to play, and, like, I really appreciate that, because I'm a guitarist, and, like, I'm kind of picky when it comes to, like, action and stuff, so I really like this bass. And for my guitar over here, I have a Gibson Les Paul, a classic model, and it's blue, and it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love the tone of the bass. I mean, I play Rickenbackers, and that's got a nice crunchy sound like a Rickenbacker.
Yeah, so. I really like it. I think
it's a nice sound of bass.
Yeah, it's got a really clean tone.
Yep. I'm not, same with Burke, I'm not very picky. I have the same bass as Perry when I do play bass. And honestly, keyboards, I don't know enough about them. I don't have my own, so I'll just play whatever comes my way. Play around with it, yeah.
Same with Burke and Delilah. I'm not extremely picky, but I do have an Epiphone. It's not here, but it's at my home, and it's been through a lot. I cracked the neck of it off.
Ooh.
And
good my job, dad Pat. And I stripped it apart trying to fix it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I'm better at being careful now. And I'm going to try and buy a Dan Electro.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my next purchase.
Yeah, those are pretty. I don't know if you've noticed the pickup is like a lipstick. Used to be actual lipstick cases.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think they went out of business for a while. Some guy bought the company about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and he brought it back, but they still use that look.
Yeah, so I like that look. I think they're, like, kind of retro looking.
Yeah.
And, I like that it's a lot lighter than my guitar. Mm-hmm. The guitar I have at home is, like, so heavy. But, yeah.
They make a real nice 12-string, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sorry.
So not in the band this time. So is Delilah, right?
Yes.
So you weren't texting while you were playing. You were reading the lyrics or reading the chords?
Reading
chords. Okay.
Yeah.
New technique.
I mean, sometimes
you.
I text in piano, but they say that I shouldn't do that. So.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I was just thinking you're great at multitasking.
Nah.
All right. So we should mention, I mean, people, this is radio, so people can't see, but you guys are relatively young. You're still high school students. Yes. One of your band members is off to college. So.
Yes.
And you gave Annette the lowdown before we went on the air, finger quotes here. But where are you going to school now?
So I'm a senior at Rockport High School. Mm-hmm. I'm 18.
Yeah, as am I, same class.
Yeah, I'm also 18, and I also go to Rockport.
Wow.
All right.
I'm also a sophomore. I go to Manchester.
Yeah. So you're, how old are you, 15?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's with the retro sound? You're only 15 to 18.
Hey, I have no problem with it.
No, it's I don't either, of course, but I'm curious.
Well, pop songs are boring as heck. Yeah. Like 1/4, 5 chords. It's like, come on, like.
Auto-tune like, and all that other stuff.
Yeah, be more original. It's like,
we can do better than that.
Yeah,
I think honestly. That a big reason we probably have kind of an interesting sound is because, like, even though most of the songs I've written or Gia or Luli has written, like, you know, like the basic chords and, like, the lyrics and melodies on our own, we always, like, bring it together and we're super open to each other's ideas. I think that's a big strength of ours. We're never, like, rude and we always, like, take...
Criticism and
just like different ideas and
stuff. that's a big deal because I noticed that. I mean, that's why my first question was, how did you write a song together? Because that's even the, like the Beatles, they were getting to fights over lyrics and like
who's going to get a slot on the album was a big thing.
Yeah, well, we've like known each other for a long time at this point. Burke is new to us, so we're just getting to know Burke, but we haven't fought with him. So. But yeah, I mean, I've known Luli for...
Since I was in seventh grade.
Since Luli was in seventh grade. She's sophomore now. I've known Perry since freshman year.
Yeah.
And I've known Delilah since I was like 7.
Yeah, we like grew up together or something like that.
You think the key is that you know each other really well, and that's why you get along so well?
I think so, yeah.
It's also the same style of music, like the taste, yeah.
So it seems like because you are on the same wavelength, you kind of get each other. And I feel like when you play together, you kind of get to know each other that way, too.
For sure.
It's like an unspoken, you know, language going on.
And like Luli is an example. Like when Luli joined the band, she was so young. We watched her, like, grow up. Now she's like, it feels like you're like our age now.
They raised you.
Yeah.
Your parents, where are your parents? Yeah.
Being in a band can age you really a lot.
Yes. So.
In the early band practices, I did not talk.
Yeah.
I was intimidated.
Yeah. Well, you're doing great.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. There doesn't seem to be any egos like, you know, I'm the songwriter, you guys. You just sort of, everybody just chips in.
Really commendable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it's a good way to build a repertoire, too. If you're all chipping in on songs as opposed to depending on one person who's going to supply everything.
We all got a lot of experience from doing different things with each other.
Yeah, and even calling out which song they want to do next. They're not fighting about it.
Yeah.
I want to do this one.
We're all pretty easygoing, too.
Yeah.
There's no divas.
That's important. No divas, no cat fights.
Yeah.
So what kind of gigs have you been doing?
Magma.
Yeah, we play at Magma in Gloucester a lot.
Right.
We have a lot of like peers. Actually, Rockport has like a lot of like kind of like a big music scene for high school. So a band that's like has kids in our grade, the Jazz Imposters, we play with them. And then just a bunch of different people at Magma.
Where else have we played?
We also played at the Lanesville Market.
Oh, yeah, the Lanesville Music Festival.
Oh, and the Rockport Farmers Market. Have you played at that?
Oh, yeah, we did play that.
Yeah, I thought I saw you there.
Yeah. Our first gig was at the Hard Rock Cafe.
I was there.
The music school that we play at, which is the Music Asylum in Essex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Lanesville. You played not the Acoustic Festival.
We played 2 years ago. This year I was away for the festival, but yeah, I think it was the Acoustic Festival.
I don't remember.
Well, there's one in Rockport and one in Lanesville.
Yeah, oh, we played the Rockport Farmers Market and the Lanesville.
Not the Rockport Acoustic Fest.
No.
Okay.
And Charlie, is she Bianchini, is she your teacher?
Yeah, so we met through Charlie Bianchini and Jack Tomiolo at the Music Asylum. Yeah, so Luli took lessons there, And that's how I met her. And then Gia Mulvey, who's in college, she took lessons there. So that's how the three of us met. And then I knew Delilah from, like, my whole life. So then she came in and took lessons there. And then we met Perry at school, and she came. And then we met Burke through Jack.
All right. Well, Magma, that's how I, the connection I have. My nephew, Paul Catani, I don't know if you know him. He does the closet case
Paul's
shows.
Closet.
Paul's Closet's his store. But we're collaborating. He writes the lyrics, right, the music. But he mentioned, I told him I was trying to find bands for the show, and he says, oh, these guys from Rockport, gals and guy from Rockport, you should check them out. And
oh, that's awesome.
So
thank
there you,
Paul.
Go. Thanks, Paul. Why don't we, let's see, you've played two live songs. Why don't we do the last live song?
Yeah.
And then we'll have a little chat after that.
See you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Do I turn the piano on?
Here.
Awesome.
Do you need a cable? I have.
Yeah.
These are there just to keep them up. City Lights?
Yeah, the song's called City Lights.
City Lights. Okay. Whenever you guys are ready.
Is this on?
Wasn't born yet.
I like all the songs, but that's probably my favorite of what you guys have.
I like them all.
Yeah.
My favorite. Thank you.
I really like the bass line. I don't know if you were on the recording originally, but
Yeah.
I like the bass line a lot.
He said he likes the bass line. Okay. Oh! I wasn't paying attention. I was just trying to take this. Thank you.
She's so focused.
I know. I'm like in the zone.
You're just like your dad.
Yeah. My dad like spaces out like crazy in the same place. I'm just like that.
So Easier, this one was written and sung by Gia, who's currently attending Belmont University. She's studying music business and commercial voice.
In Nashville?
In Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right down the street from Belmont.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So she's really enjoying it, I think. yeah, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, she like plays with us when she comes back, like over
winter break,
she was here and she played a New Year's Eve show with us. And when she comes back for summer break, I'm sure she'll play more gigs with us. But she wrote this song at a songwriting camp that Luli and I did with her. Mm. And yeah, it's different from the rest of the EP, which is one of the reasons I really like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. This is Easier by Totality.
Thank you.
again by our guest today, Totality. And I'm joined by my co-host, Annette Dion. Thanks again, Annette, for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
my pleasure.
Thanks, Annette. Yeah.
My pleasure.
So what have you guys got coming up next in terms of, why don't we start with recordings? You did mention you got some new songs. So what's do you have a specific plan yet?
So we don't have a specific release date or anything, but we have all like the instrumentation laid down for the song. Mm-hmm. And we're just waiting on Gia to come back to finish up the vocals. She comes back like May 5th or something, so it'll probably be out by like June.
All right. This full album or another EP?
Just one song.
One song, okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure we'll record like Room we haven't recorded mm-hmm. yet, and we have some more songs that we probably are going to record before we all leave for college. So
all right.
Maybe like an EP before August.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're leaving for college?
Yeah.
Then what happens?
All three of us.
Yeah.
You send each other tracks and...
Yeah. Well, when we come back, I'm sure we'll maybe hang out and even just like... noodle around or something. Yeah.
How far are you going and what are you majoring in?
Well, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I was accepted into Berklee College of Music and the new school, and I'm waiting on to hear one more school, but if I don't get into that other school, I'll probably go to Berklee or the new school. So either Boston or New York for me.
I went to Berklee.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great school. Really.
What did you major in? Or
songwriting. The first year, the songwriting was a major. That's mm-hmm. what I majored mm-hmm. in.
Awesome.
And I used to fight with the teachers because they'd say, this is how you write a song. And I'd be like, well, Aerosmith didn't do that. Led Zeppelin didn't do that. Yeah. So then they started to say, well, this is a guideline.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, because you can't really say there's only one way to write a song.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to college yet, but I'll probably go into some kind of medical field. But I'll definitely keep music a very vivid part of my life. So, yeah.
And for me, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm expecting that I'm probably going to end up at UMass Amherst. I got in there, and I'm going to try and do environmental engineering. But if that turns out to be too hard, I might just go into music. So...
Like, that's easy.
Yeah, that's a lot easier.
Simple path.
It's just something I know I like, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, we'll never stop doing music.
Yeah.
We'll never stop that.
Well, both of my kids, two of my kids went to Amherst, UMass Amherst, and they both play bass.
Okay.
But one's a PhD in computer science, the other one's a biologist. But
yeah.
But they still, you know.
Gonna try and stick with math so I can do music on the side and not have to worry.
My mother used to say to me, you need something to fall back on.
I hate that. That was the worst thing.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like makes it less than.
Because
you're literally falling back.
Well, I wanted to do music and then fall back on something else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just it just kind of makes music sound like it's just superfluous and not that important.
No,
and it's very important.
If Totality blows up, I mean.
Yeah, we're all dropping out of college.
Totality. Totally like Totality. Oh, there's a slogan for you.
There you go.
Totally Totality.
Totalitarians.
Yeah. All right. And so obviously you guys have a couple more years to go.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas what you want to do?
Something with music.
Something with music, okay.
I enjoy it, so best to do that.
Yeah, for me, right now I'd probably want to go to Berklee. I've done a couple of summer camps there, so.
Okay, so as far as the band and what have you got lined up for gigs coming up?
So usually gigs kind of just fall into our lap, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of that.
I'm not surprised.
But the next one we have is we're playing Manchester Semi. So if you're a sophomore or a freshman at Semi, you'll see
it. You want to crash it?
And then we're playing the Music Asylum Showcase again, which I believe is in May. And I think it's going to be either at the Hard Rock Cafe or the Middle East in Boston. Mm. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll be playing more Magma gigs and just kind of... whatever comes our way.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
All right. So you have like a half a dozen originals. So obviously if you're playing a gig, you've got some covers. What type of covers do you do?
We do a lot of different covers.
Yeah. Just to like list a few, we did Crazy by what's his name?
Willie Nelson wrote that?
No. Ozzy Osbourne?
Barkley. He's like the worst name.
Crazy. A different crazy?
Different.
This okay. Yeah. And then we did a couple of Paramore songs because, I don't know, it just kind of like suits us. That's she has like a similar range to Kat and like they're really fun to play.
Mm-hmm. We did I Want You Back by the Jackson 5 recently.
Yeah,
like,
oh, wow.
The Lake Street Dive version. Which is like a little bit more jazzy, and I recommended that because I love Lake Street Dive. They're like my favorite band.
Yeah, that's a lot of the covers we do are kind of in that genre. Yeah. Or
so we had we had mentioned earlier that people can find your music on Spotify and you know Apple Music and all the usual suspects. You have a Facebook page.
Yes, so we have an Instagram and a Facebook page. They're both called Totality Music. We usually post just updates, like if we have a gig, we'll always post about it there. And if we have new music releasing, and then just like pictures and like fun things too. Mm-hmm. So Totality Music.
Yeah, so make sure you go on there and like the page.
Yes.
Signing up.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing about Spotify, just to mention it, because I listened to your EP on Spotify, and it was a death metal band. I don't know if they're album.
Yeah.
This is a funny story. It's not like that anymore, thank God.
Okay, good, good. Cause
it was weird because I went through TuneCore.
Yeah.
I like did it myself.
Oh, you did it manually, okay.
To release the album, and I just had a weird feeling the whole week. I'd say to people, I'd be like, I just... Like, I think something's going to happen when it releases. And everyone's like, how would it happen? You have it all set up. I was like, I know. I just feel like it will. And I was like, do you know what? It released on midnight the night. And I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to stay up. I'm just going to go to bed. It's a school night. I'm going to bed. And I get a call. I get all these calls. And I pick up. And I'm like, it's Eamon. And I'm like, who's our friend who's in college? And he's like, oh, congrats on the EP. I'm like, thanks. Like, why are you calling me? And he's like, well, I thought you should know it's like combined with a death metal band called
Totality.
Which, of course, I was like, yep, that's exactly what I was waiting for. So at like 4 in the, like I'm up on my laptop at 4 in the morning and like
frantically
emailing people and just being really stressed out about it. I didn't go to school the next day because I was so like tired, but finally I just went straight to Spotify and Apple Music, and everyone was really helpful with that. So now we are on a separate page from the death metal band. Yeah. Thank
you. So you were on the same page as them?
So like, you know how like Spotify will like, you have an artist page,
they'll
have like the different albums. It had our picture and everything.
Yeah,
had
on the album.
All of our stuff, but then like, if you went to the stuff the other artists had, it was like death metal music. Yeah.
But if it was on autoplay like mine, it gets through the 4 songs that are yours, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, this is a really different sound than the first one.
Yeah, like screamo death metal. But that problem's fixed now.
Fan base, that could be a good thing.
They didn't, unfortunately. But now we are separate from them, so you don't have to listen to death metal.
Yeah, I did notice that when I listened to it more recently.
Yeah.
But, and I really encourage people to go out there and, you know, log into Spotify or Apple Tunes and listen, because it's a really, well, they just heard the show. So,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely listen.
Perry was asking for psychic advice.
Oh, okay. You want to do it on the air?
Sure.
Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
All right. We should mention that Annette in her professional life includes being a psychic.
Yes.
So take it away.
Spiritual counselor. Okay. So I see potential. So I see you guys on a late show, like a late night show. And then the sort of the guidance about that is, and it might not be like the ones on TV. It could be like a different late night show that has a following. And getting a great response from that. And also, I just want to say that I'm getting a strong message that somebody has to be really heavily into studying marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like you'll succeed. And I feel like it's Kat. I feel like you're the one that's going to be the marketing guru.
Yeah, that's possible.
And it's going to be, like, somebody who has a voracious appetite that just loves that, you know? So I feel like somebody's going to go to school and study marketing. You mentioned Gia.
She does music business.
But I kind of feel like it's more like you're going to be doing.
My top school, I haven't got into yet, because it's really hard to get into, but I hear next week I'd be going to be like an entrepreneurship in music.
Yeah.
So that would include marketing. So
yeah. Yeah. Heavily into marketing.
Cool.
And I just feel like the collaborative effort can continue even though you're all in college.
Mm.
So there must be a way that you're going to communicate and still write songs,
yeah.
Like visually seeing each other on Skype or whatever you use now. And actually getting together like that, like a corporate office would do a meeting. Yeah, I don't know what you would call it. There's different apps for that.
Like,
but like scheduling it like once a week, you have a meeting as if you have a part-time job at school being music. But I do see success, so I'm so grateful that I'm here to hear this.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm a tough sell.
And just remember, you can use this a clip of this show when you are big.
Greg and mentor.
For sure. For sure.
All right. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
so again, we were Totality are Delilah Mayer, who played piano and bass, Perry Wilson, who played bass and guitar, Kat Hill, who played guitar and sang lead vocals, Burke Nugent on drums, and Lulie Barrett. Bartlett. On guitar and vocals. You didn't write vocals on here.
Yeah,
I
sing too.
Yay.
So again, thank you, Totality, for coming in. We had a Totality good time.
Thank you.
We're going to go out with another song from the EP, called Pilot, and the song is Secrets and Lies.
Yeah.
So thanks again, and check out Totality on Spotify, and be sure to like the page. So here's Secrets and Lies.